Today, you're going to learn about how to enhance your professional virtual executive presence. This is a missed opportunity that I see so many leaders struggle with. There's some kind of resistance there, and we're going to talk about where that resistance comes from and how to push through it. But most importantly, I'm going to give you 5 quick actionable tips that by the end of today's session, you're going to have a stronger, more professional LinkedIn profile. If we haven't met yet, my name is Tanya Suarez, and I'm a communication coach who specializes working with professionals who are non-native speakers. Make sure you go to tanyasuarez.com/lead and download your free training so that you can get to know the 3 essentials of American leadership communication. All right, so we're going to focus again on 5 actionable items. They are quick. They are tiny things you can do that make a big difference. Remember, your virtual executive presence, this is the modern day business card. You want to make sure that it's professional, that it's accurate. What I find with the leaders that I work with, and I mostly work with leaders in tech, so it's not about the tech savviness. What I find that there's a resistance, typically I'll work with leaders who their companies have just been acquired or they've merged with an English speaking company and they have to do more networking in English. The resistance I find is it either feels intimidating, they don't like the way other people present themselves on LinkedIn and they think they have to be that. So let me know if any of these are your experience. Mostly, once we do a little bit of digging in my leadership program, it ends up being about a fear of making a mistake in English, a fear of presenting in a way, whether it's a grammar mistake or just not really hitting the mark on content, and they don't want to run the risk of looking foolish. So I'm here to tell you there are some basic things you can do that are not all English related, but that will elevate your professional presence by making sure your profile is stronger. We'll go in deeper stuff with other trainings. This one is things that you can do today. So I want you to, in fact, as you're watching this, open up the tab, a separate tab with your LinkedIn profile, and do all of these things right now. The first is make sure you have an English profile. And this is a quick step you can do. You're going to go to your profile and at the top right, you're going to select create English profile. I find that this really gives you another token of confidence because this is a really tangible, a physical example of how you might feel really confident with your native language profile, but you're shying away in English. So just by activating your English profile, to me, it's going to feel kind of, at first, but I'm here for you. I'm going to give you the steps so that it looks super clean and professional. It's also going to build you up. You're going to know that a part of your, a version of you and your professional self in English exists confidently. And hopefully that translates into you being able to express yourself confidently once you meet all these great people that you're going to connect with. All right, so now that you have an English profile, again, remember, quick and actionable. The second thing is your profile photo. If you have a professional photo from work, great. If not, we all have smartphones. This camera is enough. But I'm going to give you some tips so that you take the best photo possible, even if it's with your phone. And it can be a selfie. It's all about the angle, so it doesn't look like a selfie. So here, let's take a look at these options. The reason I have the bigger photo and the smaller is because I want you to actually see how small the visual real estate is. The small one is how most people are going to see your profile photo. So even though this person might think that full body photo is great because she can see herself, once you see the smaller one, it loses the impact. So here to here, I want to keep it there. Too far away, it's not going to work. Remember, how you present yourself on Instagram or TikTok is very different than how you present yourself on LinkedIn. So it's going to require a different perspective. Now the middle picture, he went too far, way too close. Again, here to here. If you're taking a selfie, you can, if you're putting the camera at away or if you're holding it, just make sure that the, when you're holding it, it doesn't look like the typical millennial selfie. Just bring it down to where the camera is like maybe at forehead height. That's going to be pretty flattering. You're also going to want to be in good lighting. With my clients, I have them send me a bunch of pictures of themselves that they take and I pick the best one. You can remove the background pretty easily. So take the place where they're in front of a window. It could be in the car because sometimes it's really good lighting. But if you do that, don't put the seatbelt on and obviously don't be driving. So no seatbelt because that's really hard to take off. I always have to text him like, all right, take another one. So flattering lighting. It could be in front of a window. It could be in a car. It could be with a bunch of lamps. If you have glasses, just be careful of the reflection. Typically with some free editing software, you can take some of the reflection off, but not all of it. And make sure that your posture is confident. Now, the third one, this dude has a lot of confidence, but put a shirt on. Again, this is not Instagram. Even if he's the CEO of a surf company on LinkedIn, you're going to want to present a more closed version of yourself. I typically recommend, obviously, don't be naked. Put a shirt on. I usually try to avoid spaghetti straps or tank tops. So you want to, even if it's sleeveless, that's fine. But I recommend like covering a little bit more up here. Think about what would be professional in an office. Also, be careful of the color that you pick. You want to pick a color that complements or contrasts your skin, but not something that's completely skin tone, because even if it's super conservative in a turtleneck, if it's skin tone, it might read as nude anyway. And you don't want to look naked on LinkedIn. Here are some great pictures. And again, I'm showing you these because I want you to look through your phone, look through your computer files as we're doing this, and find a photo of yourself. So these are great. The first one, he's wearing a uniform, not a full smile, but still not super angry and serious. So you don't have to have a toothy smile, but you do want to smile with your eyes, smize, if you will. The middle one, this is a perfect example of what I was talking about. It's sleeveless, but it's not spaghetti strap tank top. So it still looks really professional. And notice the angle. So the camera angle is not too high. It's about here. And the third one, great. Wonderful shirt, really natural smile. So these are all great options. If you have a really good picture of yourself, but the background is not the best, you can use some free resources online to remove the background. And this is something that you want afterwards. Let me know in the comments and I'll send you the link. Okay, so now you have an English profile. You have a great profile photo. Now let's talk about the background photo. This is something that people really resist. And I kind of understand, but not anymore. You are a professional. You are a leader. You need to present yourself with a complete profile, at least these five basics. Look at how boring this looks. This is the LinkedIn basic that goes up there if you don't have anything. Not only does your profile read as incomplete, but it looks awful. I mean, no. And it, honest, the effort is so minimal. It is such a missed opportunity to showcase yourself more professionally. So let's look at some options. You might think, I don't know what to put. I don't like the options that LinkedIn gives me because LinkedIn has some sets that you can pick there. It could just be a photo of an office. So this is always a great option. Simple. So if you happen to work, it doesn't have to be you taking a picture of the office. I would recommend professional photography. And I'll show you my favorite website is Pexels. And I'll share that with you after this. Another great option is a city. I would recommend either the city where you live or the city where your company is based. So you want to make it relevant to you. And again, use professional photography. Don't use something that you take. Another option could be something industry related. Like I would see this and immediately know, okay, this guy is in tech, something in tech. So you can do something based on that. Now, for I keep saying professional photography, so that requires high resolution. The website that I always get photos from is pexels.com. They're free cost-wise. They're royalty-free, so they're legal to use. And they have a lot of great options. So go on here right now. Look up, even if nothing else, look up office or corporate office or business. Pick something, put it up there, make it look complete. You can get more particular about it later if you have a different vision now that I've opened your eyes to the potential. But put something up there today. Now, another option if you have more time. So again, for my clients with the leadership program, I have them, we talk about what their vibe is, what their vision is. If they don't know, I love telling them what the vision is. And then you can use a resource like Canva. They have templates. You can customize it. So what I'll typically do is I'll take the company color scheme. I'll go on the website, identify the code for the color palette, and do something with the company logo. So it could be that. If you have ever done any public speaking, this is a great real estate to put a picture of you on stage and maybe a quote from your talk. If you're the owner of the company, the possibilities are endless. Don't get overwhelmed. Again, at least put something today that's high resolution. Then you can go play around with all this and elevate it. The fourth item I want to make sure you have today is the headline. The headline is a description that's under your name. It doesn't have to be complicated. Bottom line, at least put your job title. Something, right? Something that's good. Imagine giving someone a business card, if you still do business cards, and it's just your name. That's so weird. It's not professional and it's so cryptic. So I want you to have at least your title. You've worked so hard to be at this level in your career. Own it. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, that being said, here are some other options that how you can optimize it. I'm going to leave these options up for you. If you want me to send these to you for ideas later, again, let me know in the comments. I'm happy to send it. As you're looking through these, I want you to remember that part of it is for how you present yourself. And the other part is it's also important for optimization, for think about it for searchability. So if you're happy in the company that you're in, having more specificity in your headline allows people to connect with you and it opens you up to networking opportunities. If you're in a position where you're always open, which I think you should be, always open to other job opportunities, this is a great place to showcase the skills that recruiters are looking for. Of course, you can also do it in the about section and the experience, but in today's training, we're going to go through the basics that give you the biggest impact. So you want to think about it as, can people search for me? Can people, when they find me, do they have a good snapshot of who I am and what I do and my skill set? And also remember, you never close yourself off to opportunities. By being more specific, by adding more interesting information in this tiny piece, in terms of grammar, look at this. There's no complete sentences. So this is low risk in terms of English. And you've got ChatGPT if you want some ideas. You can send it to someone to proofread it if you're really nervous about the spelling or about the English component. But this is going to take your profile up a notch. All right. And last but not least, because today I really genuinely, I just want you to have your profile open and be able to, in less than 30 minutes, do all of this. It's your profile URL. A lot of people don't do this. Most people that I work with just don't realize that they can, or they don't see the relevance. But this is really important because, for example, on your resume, on your email signature, anywhere you present, I recommend adding your LinkedIn URL so they can connect with you. But when it's your name and a bunch of numbers, it looks kind of spammy. So I don't think it's the most professional, especially in a leadership position. Everything has to be the best. You do. You represent a team. You represent a company. I really believe that you should have the best forward-facing everything. So you're going to go to your profile again. It's right under where you chose the language. So you're going to go to public profile and URL. You're going to go here. I got lucky because my name worked. If you have a really popular name, it might not work just first and last name. You can experiment with putting a dash. I recommend don't do numbers. It's not my favorite. So play around with different versions of your name, maybe your first name, middle initial, last name, put a dash, maybe just your first initial and your last name, and find something that works, but also looks really good. If you're interested in working with me in my leadership program, LinkedIn and your virtual executive presence is a big part of it. The part of it's the communication skills. And the other part is not just the basics, but the content development. Now that you have a strong profile, I really want to encourage you to have a presence. So this is where we develop a content strategy in terms of what you post, how you interact with people, because it is about connection. It's not just putting stuff out there. It's about writing articles, being a voice in your field. This really elevates your expertise level in a global way. I mean, the reach on LinkedIn is amazing, but that's for another day. For today, make sure you have at least these five things. And I want you to build your confidence in yourself, that the English presenting professional in you is solid. Having that can really help just build your confidence so that when you do have in-person interactions, when you do speak, it just helps. It does, because you know you've made a good impression. You know that if they've already Googled you and seen your profile before, they have a good impression of you and you'll be able to connect in a more just genuine and authentic way. Thank you so much for joining. Make sure you go to tanyasuarez.com/leadership if you'd like to apply for my leadership program. And I'll see you next time.